In this video, we will talk about the 90-day micro church launch plan. A 90-day plan helps you move from idea to faithful action without rushing. It gives you a simple path: discern and prepare, gather and test, launch and stabilize. The first 30 days are for discernment and preparation. Pray daily for your mission field. Clarify your purpose. Write your one-sentence microchurch description. Identify your mentor or oversight connection. Talk with your pastor, elder, soul center leader, or ministry guide. Begin your launch portfolio. Make a list of people to pray for and possibly invite. Ask what training you still need. This first month is not wasted time. It is like preparing the soil before planting the seed. Days 31 through 60 are for gathering and testing. Host a prayer night. Invite a small group personally. Try a simple gathering pattern. Read scripture together. Pray together. Share a meal or simple refreshments. Ask for feedback. Watch the room. Are people welcomed? Is the purpose clear? Is the leader carrying too much? Are children safe? Is there peace? Is the gathering too long, too vague, or too dependent on one person? A common mistake is treating the first gathering as a grand opening. Instead, think of it as a faithful beginning. You are testing the rhythm, not performing for a crowd. Days 61 through 90 are for launching and stabilizing. Begin a regular gathering rhythm. Report to your mentor or overseer. Clarify roles. Identify one apprentice. Use a simple, low-cost invitation plan. Review safety and boundaries. Strengthen your disciple-making pathway. Encourage continuing education where needed. Habakkuk 2:2 says, "Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he who runs may read it." A 90-day plan makes the vision plain enough to follow. But remember this: your plan serves the mission. The plan is not your master. Christ is Lord of the church. So pray, prepare, gather, test, launch, review, and adjust. A micro church does not need to be large to be faithful. It needs to be rooted in Christ, clear in purpose, accountable in structure, and ready to serve real people with the gospel.